Let's try and imagine a world where digital telepathy has overtaken spoken language as the primary method of communication among humans. Pretty trippy, right? Thanks to Neuralink, that is going to make this imagination into reality probably in the next 10 years. Neuralink Corporation is a neurotechnology company developing implantable brain-machine interfaces, BMIs. Neuralink uses C++ and Python as the main programming languages. To monitor the neural activity, the team at Neuralink implanted the link in the hand and arm areas in the motor cortex area. Neurons in the motor cortex are involved in planning, initiating, and controlling voluntary movements. The technology is most closely related to a Fitbit or smartwatch, just a very small and simple computer, and that Fitbit is sewed into your brain by a robot surgeon that connects about 1,000 tiny wires into the outer layer of gray matter. The biggest downside is you will literally need a hole in your head, but no one will be able to tell, and the device is designed to be the same thickness as your skull, so it will sit flush with the bone. Then they just fold your skin flat back over and you're good to go. You're now a cyborg, and eventually the hole in your skull will grow back. Once it's in there, the neural link can read the neural impulses in your brain. Every action you take begins with a neuron firing in your head. Having a computer wired into your brain opens up a whole world of possibilities, like controlling any technology using just your thoughts alone. No need for a keyboard, mouse, or touchscreen, just mind power. They've already shown a proof of concept of this idea by implanting two devices into the skull of a monkey and teaching him how to play the video game Pong with only his mind. So if a monkey can do it, so can you. But the aspect that we really want to drill down into today is how we can radically change the way that people communicate, how we might be able to replace the speech and maybe even writing with a literal neural link between humans. Neuralink didn't invent the brain-computer interface that's been around for a surprisingly long. Scientists have been sticking probes into brains for over 50 years now, but Neuralink has been the first to really imagine and has had the idea of replacing language for a while now. The basic concept is pretty sound, that talking is just a very inefficient way of communicating information. Our brain spends a lot of effort compressing a complex concept into words, and there's a lot of loss of information that occurs during that compression. So imagine if you could send that concept straight from your brain into an app which would then broadcast it directly into the brain of another neural link. User would be able to communicate very quickly with far more precision. Using the device wouldn't need to talk in order to get your ideas across. I could take whatever knowledge is encoded in my brain and instantly transfer it into your brain.